In the minds of Australians, few trees evoke the outback more readily than the Coolabah tree. School kids from an early age grow up learning the iconic song Waltzing Matilda, which begins with the lines, "Oh, there once was a swagman camped in the billabongs under the shade of a Coolabah tree." Despite this fame, surprisingly few people are able to identify an actual Coolabah tree or tell you where to find one. Those lines of song do give a strong clue. Billabongs are a name for old river channels which have been blocked off but from the main river but still retain moisture and sometimes open water after rains. Coolabahs are a tree of desert swamps and rivers. They really thrive in locations prone to waterlogged soils. Root waterlogging kills many trees, so just one big flooding event every 20 years or so can wipe out the competition and over time leave those coolabahs dominating the area. Coolabah are a gum tree in the genus Eucalyptus. There are several closely related species of coolabah around Australia, but they all share the habit of growing in areas with heavy soils which become waterlogged for a spell. Here at the Desert Park we have two species on display, Eucalyptus intertexta in the Desert Rivers habitat, and this one, Eucalyptus coolabah, which is fond of the desert clay soils around clay pans. The main section of their trunk has a dense layer of rugged bark, which protects them from grass fires, but their upper branches are often a nice cream white tone. Their leaves are a sharp lime green colour. As they age, they form hollows easily, making them very popular with hole nesting birds like cockatiels and owls. In central Australia, stands of coolabah are not uncommon on lands used for cattle grazing. Places where water gathers tend to be good for the growth of grasses too, so historically those places become priorities when settlers were taking land for pastoral use. There are a few locations where coolabahs are protected in reserves. A very good local location with some wonderful mature coolabah trees is the Ilpapa Swamp Wildlife Protected Area on the outskirts of Alice Springs. At this site, grand old coolabahs stand guard over clay pans, which host brine shrimps and paddling children after rains. Further afield, campers can pitch a tent under some very handsome coolabahs at the Woodland campsite near Redbank Gorge in the western end of the West Macdonald Ranges National Park.